Chad Willis. I serve on the Minnesota Corn Research and Promotion Council, and I also serve on the Board of Directors for U.S. Grains. I farm near Wilmer, Minnesota, on a corn and soybean operation with my wife.
Let's talk about the Export Exchange, which is being hosted in Minneapolis this week, and why an event like this is really important for a farmer like you.
Well, exports are huge. We produce more than we use in our own country, and exports are huge. And right now, with the trade difficulties that we're facing, a conference like this to help market our products to overseas customers is a very big event.
Obviously, the biggest trade disruption has been with China, but I'm hearing a lot of positivity regarding trade with other countries. What have you seen?
Oh, definitely. It's been picking up with other countries, and just to see the networking around here with the buyers from the countries and the sellers as a producer, it's very eye-opening because it's something we on the farm probably don't think about every day. You know, we're good at planting and harvesting our crop, but the exports, it's not something that a typical farmer thinks about.
Why do you think outside of China we are seeing momentum build for trade?
Well, countries need our food, our products, and right now we've got the best supply and logistics, and it's just a win-win situation.
And with corn in particular, these low prices that we've seen for a few years now, obviously the export market's going to play a critical role in price recovery, but we're still kind of waiting to see that occur. How optimistic are you that, say, in the next year or so, there could be something major on the trade front that's going to give a significant boost to corn prices?
Well, I'm very optimistic, and that boost will be ethanol. We have a goal of 4 billion gallons of exports by 2022, and exports of ethanol will be our biggest demand driver for corn.
So you talk to other growers here in the U.S. about why trade is important, but when you go to other countries and talk to them about ethanol from the U.S. or corn grown in the U.S., what do you want to make sure they come away knowing more about?
Just the quality of our crop and what it can do. We're not only looking at it as exports, but being their partners. Show them how using our corn or our ethanol can improve their lives.
And even though we're at the Export Exchange and we're talking about exports, the news that President Trump plans to make E15 a year-round reality, what does that mean to you and your operation?
Well, it's huge because, as most of your listeners know, a certain time of the year in the summer, we couldn't sell E15 other than to flex fuel vehicles. And this gives certainty more than anything to the fuel stations, so they'll be willing to put E15 pumps in. Minnesota's adapted well due to our pump promotions, and we have a lot of people that have put the pumps in and are using it, but nationwide, that's not been the case. But now with this, it gives a signal to gas stations to say, hey, I can put in that E15 pump because I can sell it year-round, and it will not be confusing to the user anymore. So,
and the fact that this event is being held in Minnesota, your state, how significant is that to you?
Well, it's very significant, and, you know, I pushed harvest and got done so I could come down here and be part of this. This is a world trade event, and to have it happen right here is huge for Minnesota and Minnesota's farmers.
Chad, anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
Well, as we said before, it's been a trying harvest, and I just hope everybody's safe out there.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.